Hello, Merry Christmas, and welcome to Q&A with Perrier. This is my favorite time of year, and I am so excited. I can't get anything that will thrill me more than what I've already got for Christmas. Having the new book out has just been thrilling, and I've already gotten comments from people about it, and so many people are asking, well, what's the difference in the new book and the old book? And I wanted to go over that with you because people ask you, it's a world of difference. It's more organized. There are more chapters. The first chapter is about calcium bentonite clay. There's a little old information, but there's a lot of new information and research validating what we know. And over the years, since I wrote the first book in 2006, I have learned and studied and found out more and more about clay. So this is really a big upgrade step for it. And that first chapter is full of a lot of validation, research, comments that validate, you know, it's not just coming out of my head. I've read this stuff and here it is, and I'm giving you the scientific proof to back it up. The energy clay is a new chapter unto itself. The science of clay, a lot of that is the same, talking about the different types of clay, but there's also new information on adsorption and absorption and how the clay works. And so many people are concerned because the clay does contain heavy metals and parts per million, but I've explained and validated why the minerals in the clay are locked together in the clay. And for years, people think because clay had minerals that you just eat the clay and you get the minerals. Well, the minerals don't come from the clay particle. They come indirectly as a catalyst that co-creates with the body through enzymatic action. And they can actually make vitamins and minerals you're deficient in that the clay doesn't even contain. And it does it without changing the structural molecule of the clay. So it's fascinating science there. And I'm really excited about that in that chapter. The historical references, they're the same. Yep. You can't change history. So that's kind of a repeat chapter. But I think it's important for people to know how long people have been using clay and how they were using it back before we had drugstores, pharmacies, and even medical doctors. Then selecting a healing clay. Part of it's the same. It's been upgraded on what to look for in a good clay, but there's also a section on how to mix the two different clays you're considering and compare them and to visually see and understand which one is the better quality clay. So I'm proud of that addition. There's a chapter about facts about clay. It's a totally new chapter, and we have a lot of the important facts isolated for you and highlighted. And in addition to that, there's a section on Q&A, questions people have asked, frequently asked questions. There are 12 frequently asked questions we added to the book. We added a chapter on detoxification, explaining the need for detoxification and a whole lot about it, and at the end of that chapter, there's also a segment on a healing crisis. So a lot of people sometimes detox too fast, and they may have a healing crisis, and that explains what a healing crisis is, not to be afraid, what to look for, and that it's short-termed. Then we go to how to use the clay, and I have learned so much on how to use the clay since the day it began. That I began using it, because my first instructions were sprinkle the clay powder over the bathtub. Well, I soon found I had a lumpy clay bath and I had dust all over my bathroom. So now I've gone to blending clay. And the first time I was taught about clay, they said put the clay in a container and put a thin layer and then put a layer of water over it and wait 12 to 24 hours for it to hydrate. Well, we found speedier ways. We don't have time for that this day and time, and the blender can be your best friend in mixing clays. And don't worry about your blender blades. Just wash them off as soon as you get through mixing the clay. It's prolonged contact with metals that's to be avoided. I'm excited. There are a lot of upgrades there on how to using it and figuring out more simplified ways of making it stay on your skin and doing poultices. The first book didn't have anything about your eyes, doing poultices for your eyes or making eye drops. And so there are a lot of additions in how to use the clay. In treating, this time we have over 180 ailments that we have looked at and written a protocol for, a suggested protocol. They're more aggressive. I've learned over the time, particularly if you have digestive ardor, the more clay you take, the faster the healing is and the more remarkable the healing is. I just can't expound enough on my friend Mark Lonsdale, who was taking 8 ounces of clay 3 times a day and went from the colon of a 70-year-old to the colon of a 20-year-old and cleared up Crohn's disease, leaky gut, ulcerative colitis, and polyps. So there's something to be said about increasing the amounts, and then when you get to feeling better, you can back down. So all that information is in there, plus more protocols than were in the first book. What other people say about bentonite clay? New testimonials. We've upgraded a lot of new testimonials, and so we've rotated some out. Some of the really, really good ones, there may be a few you recognize from the previous book. A lot of good new testimonials. There's a new chapter now on pets, livestock, wildlife, fish, and fowl. A whole chapter on devoted to your pets with usage directions for different size animals and protocols and things of that, as well as testimonials. The chapter on recipes, we've added a lot of new recipes. The FDA and calcibentonite clay, I pretty much rewrote that chapter, took a lot of, there was a lot of stuff on labeling in there I don't think anybody cares about and didn't want to read and go through that, so took that out. The main thing I want you to get is that clay is a horse of a different color. It doesn't fit the parameters of a drug nor a food. So it's not really a supplement, and yet, yes, it does supplement the body, but not in the way that you take vitamin minerals for. And also, it is, I lost my train of thought. Oh, it's not a drug. It doesn't act like drugs. It doesn't kill you. And, you know, the side effects are not really side effects. They're healing crises. They're detox reactions. The worst side effect you're going to get from clay is constipation. And for some reason, 80% of the people start having 3 regular bowel movements a day. But if your digestive tract is out of balance, you may get constipated. But it's an easy fix. And I tell you what I recommend. Just take whatever keeps your constitution running and, you know, go ahead and take the clay. Don't try to take it. It's okay to take a laxative or something. I recommend magnesium oxide because we all need more magnesium anyway. And all of that is explained in that part of the book, in the FDA section. Claytronics, the future of clays. That's an interesting chapter in what they're doing in using clay and building houses and robotics. The future for clay, we've just tapped the resource. It's almost amazing how the energy and the memory in clay is held, and they're making claytronics because they can replicate that. Anyway, read it. And the science there, the validation is there too of the things they're working on. Health preservation and longevity. We have made some changes in that chapter, updated it, condensed it, and I still think that information is very good about if we take care of our bodies, if we eat correctly, if we watch our pollution, stay detoxed, how long and how healthy we can live and still maintain our activity and our mental capacity. Resources chapters. We've added quite a few books for a lot of things that have been written since the original book there. We still can't advertise for out and out telling you which clays we think are the best. That's just something we have to be real careful about. But this book also has bibliography references. So when you see something quoted, there is a reference there. If you want to go look up that scientific data, there's either a link or something that will show you where it was taken from, what book it was taken from, information. So I am very excited about the new book, and I would ask people that if you like it, or well, I guess you can give your review if you don't like it too. Go to Amazon.com and give us a review. I just got an email today from a friend who said she was going to be on the road today, and she couldn't make the. I'm trying to find the email so I can read it to you. Okay, give me a moment here. There it is. She has just finished reading the book, and I wanted to read her comments on it. She's not able, she usually listens in these weeks, but she's traveling today. She said, I'll be on the road today and not able to make your presentation. Thank you for your newest book. The first one was an ever-present manual. The new one is a treasure. I like how it is organized, and thank you for all of you do for our health and well-being. Love and gratitude, Pamela Stones. So, that's the first one I've gotten. I haven't gotten any feedback yet. I don't know how it's going. I have no way of tracking it. But that's my Merry Christmas, to have the book available and on out in December for Christmas, so I can share that with everyone. And I wanted to start the session with that, and I will go over and look now and see if we have any questions that are waiting. Where's my Q&A page? Okay, Felicia and Denton. I'm taking blood pressure medication. Is it okay to take this with clay? Yes, it is, and you might notice that the clay lowers your blood pressure. In some people, it does. This is an iffy area. Some people, it's kind of like constipation. Some people get constipated. Some people have 3 regular bowel movements a day. Some people, they get high blood pressure. Other people, it lowers their blood pressure. One way of lowering your blood pressure is to putting the clay mask on the inside of your upper arm and covering with saran wrap and leaving it on all night, saran wrap or Glad press and seal. Just kind of put it thickly on that fleshy, soft part on the inside of your arm from your elbow up to your armpit. And you can take it with your medicine, but just call your pharmacy and ask how long it takes to absorb your blood pressure medicine, and then take the clay. Once the clay goes into the medicine goes into the bloodstream, the clay doesn't go into the bloodstream, so it's not going to bother it there. I really don't think it bothers blood pressure medicine, but there's some things it may or may not bother. It's chemistry, and it depends on what's in the pill. So it's safer just to call your pharmacy, ask them how long it takes you to absorb your medicine, and then you can take the clay. Gina in Los Angeles. What would you suggest for beginning regime for somebody with severe acid reflux? Honey, I'm going to say drink that clay and do it now. Go get mix the liquid or buy the liquid and get 1 to 2 ounces. Generally, it will stop it in a few days. I had acid reflux so bad I was sleeping propped up on 3 pillows to keep it from coming up in my mouth at night and burning my esophagus. And once I started taking the clay, in 3 days I threw those 2 pillows away and I was laying down flat and sleeping. I just don't have it anymore. Every now and then if I eat something and it triggers it, I'll go take a little clay. But then I take clay on a daily basis. It keeps that acidity and balanced. And I know there's a little valve there that's supposed not to work and it lets it back up. But when you take clay, that valve doesn't mean a thing. You just don't have acid reflux anymore. So get you some liquid clay and start drinking some if you want to get over that. We have more people that that's their aha moment when they started taking clay. Sheila Davis in Denver, how can clay help me with arthritis in my hands? You know, I was going to talk about that today, so I'm glad you mentioned that. This is winter time, and if you've ever had a broken bone or something, you know when it gets cold and the barometer changes, your joints kind of start aching, particularly if you have an injury. And those with arthritis, it's like it's kind of been dormant during the summertime, but it really raises its head during the wintertime and the change of atmospheric pressures and thing. I'm not sure what influences it, but it seems to be more aggravated in the winter months. You can start drinking the clay. I definitely want you to drink the clay because something about it dissolves that buildup in your joints. We've had people with gnarled fingers they couldn't straighten out. One lady was told by the doctor that her pinky finger would never straighten out. And she started drinking the clay and putting it on topically, and her fingers worked fine. I've had people who have showed me pictures of knotty fingers and then how after taking the clay for several months and using a poultice on their fingers, that it just went away. So get some of the cleansing clay mask and wrap it around your, you know, put it all around your finger good, and then wrap a little piece of Glad press and seal. You can cut it to the side you want. Press and seal is right by saran wrap. It's just that it sticks to itself better than saran wrap. And it also has, on the sticky side, if you press it to your skin, if you have a little bruise or something and you want to put clay over it or an insect bite, put a dab of clay on and cut a little square of press and seal, put the sticky stuff to the side to the skin over the area and press the dry edges to the skin and it stays in place like a mild Band-Aid. I don't know about you, but when I use a Band-Aid and pull it off, I have to use clay to take care of the rash from the adhesive reaction that I have. And it feels like if it's in a tender area, it's going to pull my skin off. So, yes, drink the clay. Use it topically. Clay baths are wonderful. A nice, warm, hot clay bath, particularly if you're aching all over. After you do your tree and do things and you're exhausted and your body aches all over, go give yourself the treat of a warm clay bath. Oh, it feels so good. My daughter came over the other day. They got my decorations down, decorated my tree, got the lights up and everything. And I gave her a clay bath. And she came out and her pink skin was pink and flushed and her face was flushed. It just opened up the circulation in her body. Unfortunately, she smoked, so, you know, I wanted to kind of detox some of that nicotine out of her. And she slept like a baby that night, she said. So three ways. Definitely drink it. When it starts hurting, put the clay on it. It's kind of like a natural analgesic, and then take clay baths. Kansas from Kansas City. Are there any special offers on clay right now for holiday season? Well, as you all know, we've sold the company, so I have no idea of knowing what the specials are. But if you go to livingclayco.com to the site, if they have something, it should be posted there. Or you can call their number. If you go to the site, there's a phone number. It's 1-800-915-2529. 1-800-915-2529. It's actually 915 Clay. If you forget the numbers, it's CLAY 2529. And talk to them there and ask them if they have any specials during the holidays. Some of the little ladies are just order takers and they don't know very much. If they can't answer your question, ask them to connect you with someone who can, because they're really just order takers and they don't even know about clay and probably haven't even tried it. They just have a telephone answering room with lots of people. So try that and see if you can find out if there are any specials. I have to buy my clay from them too, so I'm just like you. Jana Ferreira in San Antonio, is it okay to use clay on my cat? She has a sore on her foot. I thought it might help. Absolutely. put it on her foot, wrap it with a little saran wrap. If you're worried about her eating the saran wrap or something, cover it with a little bit of an ACE bandage. You know, you don't want it too tight. You don't want to cut the circulation off, but just to keep her from chewing it off or anything. And I would also put some in her food. For an average cat, a teaspoon in their food of the clay mass, or you can pour like an ounce of the liquid in her food. But they really go after the clay mass. They will eat it. We've had people that hide it in the bowl, and the cat will go to the clay first and eat the clay and then the food. We have several cats like that, and it's very beneficial for them. It gets rid of parasites. It cleanses their bodies, too. And we've had old lethargic cats that once they got on clay, they started acting like kittens, sprinting around and playing. Before, they just curl up in the corner and sleep all day. So it's good for your pets. Like I say, there's a whole chapter on pets. Horses, dogs, cats, chickens. They've done research on chickens and swine and beef cattle with clay. Most of the research on clay has been done in livestock and soils testing and things. So there's not a whole lot of research on people. And that's one of the hurdles we have to jump with the FDA. But I can honestly tell you I've never heard of anyone dying from taking clay, and it won't destroy your body organs. In fact, we have had one customer who had hepatitis C and he was given 3 months to live or 6 months to live because he only had 5% of his liver left. And he started drinking the 8 ounces 3 times a day, taking clay baths twice a week, or maybe every day, I can't remember. And then he was also putting a poultice over his liver. And in 6 months, his liver had grown back 30%. But the liver is a regenerating organ, so it helped with that. So it's amazing what it can do. And it can do it for our pets, too. So, you know, I just don't know how I get started talking about clay use on a cat's foot, and I ended up with that story. I love the way this clay takes me on a journey. Well, thank you for that question. All right. Let's see if I have any more questions. Well, my topic for today was going to be talking about arthritis, and we've already done that. But I do want to tell you a little bit more about where you can find the book. You can go to Amazon, or you can go to theclaybook.com, and there's a link there that will take you to Ex Libris. They're distributing the book, and you can order directly there. Several people have tried to leave reviews on Ex Libris, and they're typing them in, but they're not showing up yet, so you know, if you have a review, we'd love it if you've gotten the book and read it and have any comments you'd like to make. You can definitely leave a review on Amazon. And the title of the book is Bentonite Clay, Calcium Bentonite Clay. So if you're looking for the book, just type in Calcium Bentonite Clay on Amazon and you can find it there. It's also up as an email on both sites. And I'm hoping we had wonderful reviews on the old book, and I'm hoping we'll get even better reviews on this book and help people make the decision and understand what the book is about. Now, in January, we're going to start doing some podcasts, and some of them I may just be talking about clay, kind of an introductory 101 to new people. But we're looking for people that have blogs and health blogs, wellness blogs, and holistic blogs that I could interview and talk to. And if they know about clay and have used clay and have written a review on clay, that's even better. But I just want to do a variety of people in different fields of health and interview them and get the information out there for the world. And so I'll be doing, we're going to start that in January. So if you know anybody that, you know, does reviews, has a a blog on wellness and healthy living and things like that, or even, you know me, I love talking about the spiritual connections that we have and the holistic value of the Live Well seminars. So those two topics, I would love to interview people and put that out on YouTube for us. We'll continue to do our Q&A, and I may be bringing on some people, some customers even, to talk about their experience with the clay. So if you'd like to come on and be interviewed, send me an email. The shortest email I have is perrya@perrya.com, and it will go to my popular longer email. So just perrya@perrya.com will get to me. And send me your contact information, and then I can call you and contact you and have you on the show. So we're wanting to make the teleseminars even more interesting, kind of upgrading them. So we would do part of the time as an interview and then go to Q&A and do the ask questions. Okay, right now we are out of questions. Cheryl, if you can copy those questions, I want to use those as ideas. I want to write up notes after this and put in the archives so you know what topics we discussed during the, to give you a little information so you don't have to listen to all of them. You can kind of go to the one that you most want to hear about. And I forgot to make a copy of those questions that were in queue. And if Cheryl's listening in, maybe she can copy those. I'll try to remember all the ones. There was one on pets and arthritis and taking it with meds. And I know I've left something out. Okay. Now then, let me go over to the phone line. And I'd like to ask today if anybody's on the line who would like to ask a question or share a comment or tell us if you've read the book and what you like or don't like about it. If you will press star 2 on your phone, I can open your line. And that's just press star 2. You can give a testimonial. You can ask a question. I invite people to come on and share their knowledge with us. Here's one. Amanda, you're on the line. Hello?
Hello, Perrier. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, well, first of all, I did read your book, and it's awesome, and I'm very happy. In fact, I read it this week, and I don't know what happened. I'm looking everywhere for it, and it's not here, so I think my friend stole it. But I'll have to get it back. But so I've been busy doing clay all over myself all week, which has been fun. But I did have a question about, I'm trying to do the clay 3 times a day, and I'm not on any medications as such, but will it interfere with vitamins? Like if I'm taking the clay first thing in the morning, how long should I wait before I take any of my supplements or vitamins that I...
Maybe 30 minutes. I don't even write that long. It doesn't really bother nutrition because you can take it when you eat a meal, and it actually, the cleansing effects in your colon, you get more nutrition from your supplements and the foods you eat. So clay doesn't necessarily go after minerals and vitamins. Now, if you're taking fish oils, I would take it about an hour away because clay has a tendency to absorb oils. The good thing is,
okay,
if you know you're going to eat high cholesterol oils, fried foods, or going out for pizza,
drink some clay.
But drink some clay before you go, and it'll absorb that. So there's a good side and a bad side to it. Okay?
And then also, just one more question. Yeah, one more.
Uh-huh.
Thank you for the book. So as far as the clay pulses on the liver, I know the liver is right under the right side of the chest and it goes across. How far down do you put it? Like, do you go all the way down to your stomach or when you do the pulse?
Yeah,
the
you
liver?
Put it, start, it comes out the lower side of your rib cage You can look online for your liver. You can Google liver and see a diagram of a body and where the liver is located, because it comes below and a little to the left.
Right. Yes, I just put it a bit to the left. Is it better if I don't have to go anywhere to leave the Saran wrap off of it for the first few times before I'm able to do it at night, or does the Saran wrap being on it help it? Do you know
no,
what I'm
you
saying?
Can do.
I mean, if
can
I can
do,
leave it off, would it be better?
Probably, maybe in the a little bit more pulling, and yet it works either way. Sometimes it's hard to tell. Right now, I have some. I took a bad fall last month, and I whiplashed some muscles, and I one side where I whiplashed them, it's like my skin feels like I'm coming out from a shot of Novocaine. It's sort of numb. So I get up and I put the muscle rub on my back and all across there. And I just let it dry while I'm getting dressed. And then I wear my clothes over it. And I'm sure by the time I go to bed at night, going to the bathroom, I have wearing pants as I do. I've kind of scraped it all off. But it kind of feels good to have it on there. For the liver, you want a thicker application to work, and if you're letting a thick application dry, it's a little more difficult. If you can do it and want to try it that way, it'd be fine. But when you get up, it's going to crack, and you're probably going to get clay dribble, chunks of clay everywhere. So for convenience, we just say put the press and seal over it. And you can cut a square of the press and seal the size you need and do it. I did. I actually cracked a vertebra in my back, and instead of letting the doctor go in with the needle and put cement in it, that just sounded scary to me. And I'm just putting a clay poultice on it, and it's much better right now. I'm dealing with the muscle damage I did from the whiplash fall that I had, so that's why my daughter decorated my Christmas tree for me. And my neighbors came over last night as I was unloading my groceries, because the most dangerous thing I can do right now is lift something heavy, because it was a compression factor and I don't want the pressure on that vertebra. And so I just take things two or three at a time out of the bag and carry them in the house. And my neighbors saw me and came over and carried my groceries on. And I find the world is full of people who just want to help. And it's so gratifying. And I've always been very independent, but I am relishing and enjoying this. I'm enjoying the little girl saying she came and helped me unload my groceries. It's like they sense you need it, you know?
Yeah.
They always ask me, do you need help out with your groceries? And as long as I can, I'm going to go out and unload my own groceries, and I don't need help. But in this situation, I do. And I just find angels everywhere that help with that. And if you have time, would you give a review? Can you tell us some things?
Yeah, I will. I'll go on Amazon, yeah. Actually, I want to find my book. I'm going to call my friend. I do think she borrowed it, because I had a bunch of things on the line that were really good that I would comment on. I'm serious. My husband, I'm like, I just read it. Where is it? And my friend Tess was over here, so I'm wondering if she didn't take it. But one more question.
Well,
so
they disappear.
Yeah, I know. That's okay. I'll get another one. It's good. So I remember, I don't know if it was on a call or I read it, that you said that you don't want to do a clay poultice over two areas of the body at one time. I'm having lower abdominal pains. Would it be safe for me to put the clay on my lower abdomen at the same time as my liver, or should I do that at separate times?
I wouldn't. That's considered two organs, and it's very stimulating to the organs, and it might be overstimulating. So they say, I just got this from a book of a guy who wrote about clay many years ago, Raymond Dexter, who is probably the forefather of using clay, and he also did herbs and things. But a clay is mentioned in just about every chapter in his book, and he was the one that said don't use it on two body organs like your kidney and your liver at the same time, or your thyroid and your a kidney or your stomach at the same time, as it might be overstimulating. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much. I really appreciate all of your help, and I hope you get better soon. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us. Okay, I have another call. Hello, are you there? Are you on the air? Yes, this is Perry.
Hi, this is Abby from Austin, Texas. I just had a couple of questions.
Okay.
I wanted to know, is there like an amount of clay that would be like too much that it would be detrimental, or does it not really matter how much you consume?
You know, we haven't found that level yet. I think it would have to be 25% of your dietary intake for a day, and I don't know anybody who can do that much.
That would be quite a lot.
We have a lady who has taken 8 ounces 3 times a day. She had horrible kidney problems. She had a tapeworm in her liver that disappeared. She had 4 cysts on her liver that disappeared. She had thyroid. They said she'd be on medicine the rest of her life. It cleared up.
Wow.
And her whole digestive tract, when they finally had to go in and do a little bit of surgery on an obstruction area, the doctors were amazed at how she went from the colon of a 70-year-old to a 20-year-old. And she was drinking 8 ounces 3 times a day for, I guess, 4 to 6 months. And now her maintenance level is, the last time I talked to her, was like 4 ounces a day. So I see no harm in taking it. What's not used or doesn't, you know, activate in some way to help. It just seems to help the whole body. Even though it's not absorbed into the bloodstream, as a catalyst, enzymes in your digestive tract attach to it, and they can create things the body needs that the clay doesn't even contain. And that is miraculous. It's kind of like trying to study how the brain works and does so many things when you start studying clay. So,
okay.
Yes, okay. Thank you.
And would that be the same thing if you were giving it to your pets? I heard someone was talking with their cat. Is there, like, no amount that would be too much for them other than...
You know, animals in the wild will go out and find a clay lick, and they'll eat the clay, and there's nobody there to tell them how much. I think instinctively they know.
True.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a really good question. I'm glad you brought that up. But there are a lot of animals in the wild. We've had ranchers that had six cows, and they had turned them loose to go die. And then two or three weeks later, the cow comes back up, and it's healthy again. So they found the clay. They found a clay waller, and the cow went over there and ate some clay and rolled in it and got well. So,
wow. That's great.
Yeah, and they can self-administer. They instinctually know how much to take or not to take. I think a lot of people, I recommend a teaspoon, but I think if you put it out there more, the animals would take more. They instinctually know it's beneficial. That's a good question. Thank you.
Thank you, Abby.
Yeah.
Thank you. I just had one more question. Sorry. Does it ever, like, expire or get too old to use, or not really because it's natural?
The clay powder is 43 million years old now, so as long as it's in the powder form, it's good. If it's in the hydrated form, it tends to, over the years, dry out. And if it ever starts smelling musty, kind of from dipping into it or something, if it starts smelling musty, throw it out. But I had a jar I kept for 3 years, and, of course, it got thicker and harder because eventually it dried out through the glass. It was a glass jar, and it was a decorative jar I had in the bathroom of the hydrated clay. And we had put some natural dye in it to color it. And in 3 years, it started smelling musty, and I threw it out. So it's got a long
okay,
life.
Sounds good.
Life. Yeah, okay.
All
thank
right.
you, darling.
Thank you so much.
Uh-huh. Right. Okay, I have another caller on the line. Are you there?
I'm here. Are you there?
Yes, I am. I don't know who I'm talking
Hi.
To.
Okay, it's Barb from Vancouver, Canada again.
Hi, Barb. How are you?
I'm good. My face is very, 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 very tight. I've got my very first mask on.
Oh, good, good.
So I start laughing, it's getting all tight and crinkly. And
I know the feeling.
I'm pretty excited. I think I'm ready for Halloween when I look in the mirror.
It is a little.
I think I've got it on too early. I miss Halloween.
Your face may be a little pink when you wash it off and feel a little warm. It's just circulation, and it'll go away. So it's good, and your skin's going to feel baby soft.
I can't wait. And then when I was putting it on, I thought, oh, for sure, put some on the top of your eyelids. And, you know, I'm thinking, oh, you got to go out and get some of those makeup pads, because you hear all kinds of Perrier stories about people putting it on their eyes and helping, you know, clean the eyes and all that kind of stuff. So, you know,
yes.
It's just, you start the ball rolling and you just can't stop on the clay.
Right. So do you have the new book?
Not yet. Thank you for asking. We're waiting. And, you know, my
well, the eye stuff wasn't in the first book, though I have put it out on the internet and talked about it quite a bit. So
you have talked about it here. But I will be getting it. I know, my cutoff date was today for my visa, tomorrow. So anything I buy starting next Monday on the 6th won't be on my bill until January. So I do that
It'll still be there next year. So don't stress your holiday budget. Don't
I won't. But I'm going to be doing some shopping on Monday for sure at the store, for sure.
So did you have a
and
question?
What else? Yeah, no, the question was, darn, what was it, Terry? I know I couldn't get into the webinar today. It just kept showing both the earlier email that came out on Monday and the one that came out at 5:30 this morning. Both of those took me to a place that I couldn't get in the webinar, so I was glad that the phone number was on it so I could at least get on the phone and talk to you. So there was that. There was something else.
Well, thank you for telling me that. We'll get that checked out.
Yeah. I can't remember what it was, but thanks for getting me sorted out last week so that I could hear the replay. That was wonderful that you got that sorted out for me, and I really appreciated it. And that's all, I guess. We won't speak to you before Christmas, will we?
Yes, I will be on again on the 17th.
Is that Q&A or is
Q&A.
That moving well?
That's a Q&A. Oh. The wellness will be on the next week. So we've just moved it up to the first three Thursdays in December.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Lovely. Love it.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you soon. Okay, bye.
Okay. Happy holidays. All right. And I have another question on the line. Hello? Are you on the air?
Would that be me?
Hello? Yes.
Okay. This is Colette from Phoenix. Question for you. My husband's a diabetic, and I was reading a little bit about the clays, and I heard a little bit about the blood pressure medications. Would that interfere with his insulin and the other medications that he takes, like in the morning before he goes to work?
If you're taking an insulin injection, is he taking it orally or is he taking an injection? It's not going to bother the injection.
Okay,
into the bloodstream, so it will never go where your injection goes.
Okay, how about the pill that he takes in the...
Yeah, if he's taking medicine pill by pill form, I would call the pharmacy and see how long it takes to absorb them. But we've had a lot of doctors that treat diabetes that use the clay along with, and these are type 2 diabetics, not the type 1 juvenile diabetics. Mm-hmm. And have gotten them off their meds with emphasis on healthy eating and taking the clay to detox and stay cleaned out.
And do you think about a teaspoon and an 8-ounce glass of water in the morning? Is that what you're thinking? Or?
No. I would recommend that you mix it in the blender, a 8-to-1 ratio. If you're going to do a teaspoon of clay to 8 teaspoons of water would be the correct ratio. But if put 4 cups of water and put a half a cup of clay, blend it on high for 30 seconds, pour it into a jar, and from that, I drink 1 to 2 ounces, 2 times a day.
Okay. Now, could I put that in a smoothie in the morning when he goes, or does it have to be in the morning?
Yes, you could. You can pour your 2 ounces into a smoothie.
Okay, so he won't even
put the dry. If you put the dry powder clay in the smoothie, it's going to thicken your smoothie a little bit, but you can do it that way too.
And you're still saying a half a cup in the smoothie? Is that what you want me to do? Because it usually has about 16 ounces. No,
if you're doing a smoothie with the dry powder, use a tablespoon.
Okay, just a tablespoon.
Smoothies usually make more than an 8-ounce glass, right?
Correct. Yes.
My smoothies never come in, out. I never get it in an 8-ounce glass. Yeah. So I put a tablespoon.
Okay. That's great. And that would be every morning I can do that for him, right?
Yes. Yes. And if he ever has any indigestion or anything, give him a little at night. I think he'll notice more energy, feeling better overall. It works on the whole body, so you're suddenly aware that things aren't bothering you, or you have more energy, or you're sleeping better, or it's just amazing. Just start watching for good changes in your body.
Love it. Thank you so much, Barry. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Colette. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow, this has been nice today. We've had a lot of people with questions. I'm going to run back over to the question and see if we have any more questions that have come up. Cheryl said, I've got the questions copied. Thank you, Cheryl. She's my right-hand lady there. And what we're trying to do is for me to, as I'm talking to you, I'm taking notes on what we discussed so we can put something there by the archives so you'll know, do I really want to listen to something about diabetes, or what are the limits with taking clay or PET discussion? So you'll have an idea of what's on the archive, what's on the copy, whatever it calls, MP3, whatever that technical name for it is. So we're trying to label those so it'll be a little easier for you to go back and figure out what we talked about that day and see if you really want to listen or not. So that's about all the time we have for today. I want to wish every one of you a wonderful, wonderful holiday season, and stay stress-free. It's a choice. Listen to our, we've archived the wellness seminars, so you can go in and look by subject and see if you want to listen to any of those that will help you dealing with people and stress and not enough sleep during the holidays. And remember, during all these times when you're doing everything for everybody else, to do something nice for you. And this is the time I love the most, because I hear of people, someone on my Facebook page said, I just went up to Starbucks, and when I got to the window, they said, your order's already been taken care of. The customer ahead of you took care of it. And she was in her car. And so she said, okay, we'll pay for the person behind me then. And someone went to a restaurant and saw someone older and by themselves, and told the waitress she would like to have their ticket. And after she left, you could tell them, someone bought your lunch today. So it's times like that we can give things like that anonymously, not to take a bow, but just to know you may have helped make a difference in someone's life. And remember to smile. And when you're waiting in line, you have a choice of getting upset and mad, or just breathing and saying, okay, I need to be here for some reason, and if I were in traffic, I may have a wreck right now. So I can stand on this line in the post office and not get mad at the postal department, or the fact that I didn't get here at a better time, or whatever the case may be. You know, if you watched Dancing with the Stars, little Bindi, whenever she would get frustrated, whenever she would mess a step in practice, she didn't get mad at herself and cuss and rant and get depressed. She laughed at herself. She just thought it was funny, and she laughed at it. She said, okay, let's do it again. And so take that attitude. Laugh, and don't let anybody take your laughter away during the holidays. This is Perrier wishing you a fabulous holiday season, and I will see you again in 2 weeks. I'm signing out now, and holly jolly. Bye-bye.